Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, on this program, I'm going to be talking about being thankful for the change. Well, it probably doesn't surprise you, my listeners. You know that before I work on each program, I pray and research in the Bible about what needs you may be having today. And while some changes are not anticipated and sometimes not welcomed, I'm learning that we can make changes in our lives so that we'll be happier and more fulfilled and perhaps even accomplish those things that we feel God wants us to be doing to help the hurting world around us. You know, it's obvious our world is in change. Some of it's due to the virus and the related ramifications, but jobs also change, relationships change, our weight changes, the weather changes. You know, some weeks ago, my computer was really slow, and I realized I had not rebooted it for some time. Was that the problem? Well, I shut it off and restarted it again, giving the computer the chance to reboot. But sometimes we even have to put in new software to fix the problem. And so then I had to learn new things when that happens. Yes, change is a normal part of life, and sometimes we welcome it, and sometimes with the restrictions, fear, and frustrations that we may be going through now, we don't want change. We want life to be the way it was. We don't want to be rebooted. And certainly, we don't want new software or have to change and learn new things differently or maybe even change our attitude. But you know, in these times, if we're going to help other people, we have to realize it will often require some kind of change for us. Perhaps God wants to do something new in your life during this time of crisis. It may be hard to be thankful for the changes that have come into our lives, but perhaps this song will help you see that God wants to change you. Now here's the Legacy 5 group singing, "I'm Thankful for the Change."
I am thankful for the change Jesus made in me. I am thankful for the day Jesus set me free. I am thankful, so thankful, thankful for the change in me. I am thankful for the change Jesus made in me. I am thankful for the day Jesus set me free. Spirit, now I have overcome. That old man inside of me is gone without a doubt. I've got to testify how Jesus brought me out. I am thankful for the change Jesus made in me. I am thankful for the day Jesus set me free. I am thankful, so thankful, thankful for the change. Jesus' blood could wash me white as snow. Old things have passed away, this one thing I know. Surely His goodness and His mercy brought me through. I've got to tell the world of what my God can do. I am thankful for the change Jesus made in me. I am thankful for the day Jesus set me free.
for the changes that the Lord desires for us, even today. No matter how difficult things are, there are changes the Lord plans with you in mind, wherever you are in the world. It's to help to rekindle your hope. Hope that no matter what changes you're going through, because of God, you will get through it. I once read, "You must be willing to go where you have never been, to have something you've never had." Do you want something you've never had? If love, joy, and peace seems to elude you these days, even during this time of stress, God can help you have those things that you don't have. As I mentioned earlier about rebooting my computer, well, maybe God wants to put in you some new software. So press yes on your emotional computer to a new and positive attitude. Press yes on your spiritual computer to a new level of trust in God. Press yes on your mental computer to a new commitment to Jesus, to new dreams and plans that God has for you. You know, there's a wonderful scripture that we should hang on to when we're facing change, when we're not sure what to do. Yes, God has sent us a love letter through the old prophet Isaiah in chapter 42, verse 9 and 10. It says, "For I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." Oh, since he says he's chosen us, that means he loves us and will help us. What a wonderful promise of security that God sends to each one of us today. So if you're struggling with the changes you see coming in your own life, there's a song that can become your prayer. Listen with me to the group Gold City as they sing, "I'm Not What I Was."
I'm not.
I'm not what I wanna be.
I'm not.
I'm not what I'm gonna be.
Thank God.
Thank God
I'm not.
Not what I want. What I want.
I'm not.
I'm not what I'm gonna be.
Thank God.
Thank God I'm not what I want. What I want.
Those things I counted once for gain, or counted now for loss. My course was changed and routed by the roadway of the cross. And though I know I'm not the man that I'm supposed to be, I press toward the calling of the Christ who died for me.
I'm not what I wanna be.
I'm not
what I'm gonna be.
Thank God.
Thank God
I'm not
what I want. What I want.
I'm not
what I wanna be.
I'm not
what I'm gonna be.
Thank God.
Thank God
I'm not
what I want. What I want.
I'm striving daily to attain the likeness of His love, that I may have the resurrection power from above. I run each day toward the prize, His perfect peace to win. And on that day He calls me home, I know I'll be like Him. I'm not
what I wanna be.
I'm not
what I'm gonna be.
Thank God.
Thank God
I'm not
what I want. What I want.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm not what I want to be. I'm not what I'm going to be. Thank God I'm not what I was. Oh, I pray that you can say that too. Even in these unsettling times of change, we can say, thank God I'm not what I'm going to be. Yes, we can choose to grow and change with the Lord's help even now. We can even have new dreams and plans. For me, one of the best sources of change is reading the Bible. Years ago, I came across an interesting verse, and it said that when I read the Bible, I am washing my mind with the Word. It's in Ephesians 6:2, where the Apostle Paul writes that statement. He said we can wash our minds with the Word. Well, many years ago when my previous husband died, I was in deep despair. But I found that simply reading the Bible out loud, even if it seemed I wasn't able to comprehend it, I was washing my mind. I was processing healing in my emotions with the Word of God. The result of reading my Bible out loud, usually in Psalms, I found even my grief, my self-pity, my fear, eventually dissipated. I was washing my mind with the Word. And I hope during these times of stress that you will take a few quiet moments and read your Bible out loud too. I know it will bless you. So whatever changes you find happening in your life, know that God will be with you. As you process these changes, ask the Lord to help you. And remember that He promises He will never leave you or forsake you. Change, if made with God's wisdom directing us, will enable us to fulfill our dreams. Change is sometimes even necessary for our survival. But if we have God walking beside us, we don't need to fear change. Truly, God is trustworthy, and He's faithful, and we can depend on Him to help us. So let's listen now to the group Praise and Worship as they sing, Change My Heart, O God. Let that truly be our prayer. Change my heart, O God. Make me ever new. Well, in the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy. This is the Psalms of Hope program. You know, it's natural for us to want things to be the same. The familiar is comforting. I remember many years ago in school learning about the farmers in the South who were growing cotton. It seems that a boll weevil bug had come in and was destroying all their cotton crops. Well, one day one of the farmers decided to plant his field in peanuts. Well, that old boll weevil didn't like the taste of peanuts. But the next year, the farmer had a decision to make. Was he going back to planting cotton? That's what he was familiar with. Are you listening? The familiar is comforting, even if it may not be the best for us. But this farmer was willing to make the changes, as did his farmer friends, and they planted peanuts. And they were successful in their new venture. They were thankful for the change. Well, what about you? You know, King David writes some wonderful thoughts about God's protection in our lives. And one of those is found in Psalm 32:7. It says, "You are my hiding place. You will preserve me from trouble. You will encompass me about with songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid." Yes, even if the unknown future is frightening, God says He will be strong in you. Well, this next song, based on Joshua chapter 1, says, "In your weakness, He will be strong. In your brokenness, He'll hold you in His arms. Yes, He will be strong." Now here's one of my favorite singing groups, the Celebrant Singers. "He will be strong."
When all your dreams are shattered and the load is hard to bear, in the midst of desperation, you find it hard to breathe a prayer. That's the time to wait and know your Father is aware. His love for you is greater than the power of your pain.
And in your weakness, He will be strong.
If your life by sin is broken and you're living in despair, you're crying out in anguish and you wonder if He cares,
Jesus,
that's the time
cares.
To wait and know your Father is aware. His love for you is greater than the burden of your sin.
Arms. When weakness, he will be strong.
In your times of greatest weakness, he will be strong.
He will be strong.
Oh yes, God promises us in the Bible that he will be strong for us. And in our brokenness, he will hold us in his arms, no matter what's changing in our world. Yes, our theme for this program has been thankful for the change. Even when life seems hard, being thankful is very powerful as we process our necessary changes. Two friends of mine in different cities, Dory and Odette, some time ago made the change to move into an assisted living community. Both single, they had lived alone for many years in their own homes. But due to their age and changes they saw in themselves, they wisely made the change. Was it easy for either one of them? No, but as I've discussed with them, this change, while difficult, may give them a new ministry, even at their advanced age. They will be able to share the love and grace of Jesus with the new people they'll meet. I wonder, what changes are you facing? Well, no matter what your age, no matter what changes you face, this promise from the Lord will help you as you face your own changes. In Isaiah 46, 3 and 4, God gives us a wonderful promise. Here's what God said. Listen to me. I have created you and cared for you since you were born. I will be your God through all your lifetime. Yes, even when your hair is white with age. I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and be your Savior. Oh, that, dear friends, is God's promise to you, and he always keeps his promises. Well, our time together is over, and I hope you'll write or email me. It helps me to know you're listening and helps keep me on your station. And if you can support this program, I'd appreciate it so much. We're not sponsored by a church or some other big organization, just friends like you who listen. And in this time of change, if you enjoy Psalms of Hope, will you help me? Any size gift would be so appreciated. So do tune in, same time, same place, next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God, even in the midst of a changing world.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in him.